by having Mr. Ashman give council an explanation of the reason for the annexation. And after he has done that and council has satisfied themselves as with any questions they have of him, we will open the floor to members of the public who may be in attendance and who may want to be heard regarding this proposed annexation. If this annexation goes forward, what would happen is that council would adopt a resolution, and that resolution would then go forward, and the process that would be followed from that point will be explained by Mr. Ashman.
Good morning. On February 17th, council granted permission to the engineering department to prepare and post notices for an expansion of South Bethany Sanitary Sewer District to include one parcel. The parcel is located along County Road 363, Double Bridges Road, and is contiguous to the existing district. The project consists of 7 single-family dwellings and a 34.25-acre dedicated to open space. This concept sewer plan was approved on December 13, 2007, and requires the project to make a connection to an existing manhole in Neptune Drive in the Ocean Farm subdivision. The area was posted on March 9, 2009, and advertised. And we have received a list of concerns from the neighboring Ocean Farm community. And on Thursday, March the 26th, we met with the president and vice president of the Homeowners Association. And I believe they're here today to voice some of their concerns as well. The expansion will consist of one parcel, 46.4 acres more or less. And they will be responsible for system connection charges of $4,228 per EDU based on rates July 1st, 2008, June 30th, 2009. At the request for permission to prepare and post notices, there was a question from council as to our ability to just include the 7 lots that are proposed versus the entire parcel. In researching that question, we believe this to be a viable alternative, and the engineering department would support the inclusion of just those 7 lots. Any questions?
Any questions?
Okay. Does that conclude your explanation, Mr. Ashman?
That concludes my explanation.
Is there anyone here who would like to be heard in support of this application or resolution? Yes, sir. Would you come forward to the stand and give us your name and address before you make your statement?
My name is Jim Harding. I'm president of the Ocean Farms Homeowners Association. As John said, we met with the county to discuss the connection of the South Bethany Sewer District, and we concur with the hookup. But we do have a concern, and I don't know if this is the time or place to discuss it. We had some questions about the development of the property. Will there be another hearing on the development of the property? Or is this made part of the record?
Since it's listed as basically a minor subdivision.
Would you tell us what you told them so that we know why, if they had opposition at first and now they have no opposition, could you explain to them what, you know, basically give us a synopsis of what occurred in that, and you could stand there, sir, and just...
Basically, one of their main concerns was the idea of the contractor coming in and doing construction in Neptune Drive as to the time that the road would be disturbed and would the residents be disturbed and how it would affect them. We've explained to them that they would be under our supervision. The inspectors would be there to do that, to watch that construction as well. And I'm trying to think. One of their other main concerns was a stormwater issue, which we told them really doesn't pertain to this public hearing, but it doesn't hurt for them to mention it to you in case you do not get another opportunity to see it. Being that the project is a minor subdivision, all the lots are off an existing roadway. I'm not sure that planning and zoning will bring it forward to you as that type of subdivision.
There's 7 lots.
7 lots.
How many structures are on those 7 lots?
7 single-family dwellings.
There's 7 single-family homes?
Yes.
Already built?
No, nothing there. Nothing there yet. Nothing
That's
recorded
what I'm trying
yet.
To find. So there's just 7 lots?
Yes.
And then the balance, and that was up in the front, right along the road,
All along the roadway, yes.
And the balance is mostly, if not?
We have it on our concept plan that they have to dedicate it to open space. It's mostly wetlands, I think, with our research, with the FEMA maps, everything's sort of in a flood zone there.
Okay. Is there the possibility that we see
the 46, under our zoning scenario, you could take 46 lots divided by, it's a zoned, what, AR1, I guess?
AR1,
so to say times two, so you could have 80-some homes, townhomes or something, multifamily application come in on the front part.
At the time, the way we have it approved, we still have room for rejection for it to come back as a concept plan, as well as you would if it came in as a subdivision.
I mean, are you sizing this for the worst-case scenario, that this council would be generous enough to say that even though that 40 acres is wet, there's 6 acres up front,
Our minimum pipe size are 8-inch, so that would handle it. However, the pump station and the lines in Ocean Farm would not take that capacity, and they would be responsible for redirecting in another manner if they chose to develop beyond what we've approved.
Because typically when we annex something large like this, we've got a proposed development going to be there. We know what we're getting. Right now, we're getting a pig and a poke. We've got 7 lots, which sounds non-threatening, but they could come in and redo something, and it looked totally different.
And that is why we did the research looking to see if we could just annex the 7 parcels, and we can do that.
Oh, okay. Then if there was an application to do something different, then they would have to come back in and do something.
Correct.
Okay.
No matter what, if they wanted to go beyond the 7 lots, they would have to come before you and before us.
And the 7 lots are parceled out already, correct?
Yes. It's on the back of there if you would like to see it.
Well, you might want to refresh everybody's memory. Yeah, you might as well flip it over. Okay. I just want to get a good scenario, what we're looking at here.
Oh, yeah. It's all in front. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can't hear me well, but these are the 7 lots positioned across the front in ways that they all can get access. And this is all the open area behind. This is Ocean Farm, and this is South Coast.
Okay.
Now, where our concern was, and it's not with the hookup with the sanitary sewer system, it's where that the 43 acres, he's proposed to develop 12 acres and have approximately 34 acres, I guess, as conservation area in the back. But we have a water problem now in Ocean Farms, and that's something that exists, and we can handle that. But what we're afraid of is that the development of those 7 lots, which is approximately 12 acres, would cause more of a water runoff back to our area. And we wanted to know, has the developer done anything to alleviate that problem by putting in a retention basin or done something? And according to this plan, it only shows what you're proposed for was just the sanitary sewer hookup and not the development of the property. And that was one of our concerns. So if there was going to be another public hearing where we could discuss this and bring it to your attention or have a chance to look at it, we'd appreciate that. If not, then we want to make a part of the minutes of the meeting now and have somebody get back to us and the developer or whatever.
If they just take the 7 lots, you can only put single family homes at the current
correct.
Anything else would require additional public hearings. Mm-hmm. So if they did a change of zone, conditional use or something like that, that would require.
But we have no idea what they're going to do in the back, and right now they don't propose anything in the back, and that was one of our concerns, and that's why we wanted to bring it to our attention. The elevation in that area is 5 and 6 feet above sea level, and most of it, but now if you're going to develop 12 acres of land, you're creating more of a water runoff in the back of that property.
Mr. Lang, correct me if I'm wrong, but if they were to develop the back, they would have to go through the Conservation District for stormwater management?
Yes, they would. What you're considering is 7 lots in concept. The maximum I can approve is 4 this year, and they could come back in with an additional 3. And any further subdivision of that parcel would require public hearing for the back. Whether it's 1, 2, or 100 lots, it'll make a difference. Still going to require public hearing.
Could they build up the land by bringing in fill?
Well, what they'd be required to do would be any drainage off that property has to be maintained on that property.
Mm-hmm.
And you've experienced that, I know, in Ocean Farm. They've had major problems in there with stormwater and wetlands, too. But the water runoff has to be, stormwater has to be maintained on site.
Mm-hmm.
And it can discharge, but can't discharge any more than what's being discharged today as a natural piece of property. And whatever they do is going to require a public hearing.
Let me ask the gentleman here while you're up here. Would your preference be the 7 lots that are already subdivided that need the service
Oh, yes.
Be that be the only part of the application, not the entire site?
Correct.
Because it's such an unknown?
That's correct.
All right.
That's correct.
I think I understand that, what you're saying.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Anyone else wish to be heard in support of this application?
I think I'll be a little more supportive. Andrew Hayes from Double Bridges, OV. I think the application is, or the prior speaker is pretty accurate in terms of how he described the community's concerns. We met with the Homeowners Association about the project, and what we're interested in is only these seven lots. So if the district only annexed, if the district was only extended to include the seven lots, that's fine with us. We're looking for, and have been looking for, a mechanism to preserve the back of the site and not develop it. And we're in discussions with the county right now to get county to take ownership of the back of the property. It adjoins the county property right here, where the sewage treatment plant is, and that seems like a good remedy for us. We're looking to take the back of the property out of crop rotation, preserve it as it is right now. As far as the disturbance to the community, we propose limiting it to 30 days of construction. That's in the condition of the county's approval. We think that's a great idea. For the drainage issues, we're only proposing to develop the front of the site and not the back of it. The way the site exists right now is that there are there's a large body of wetlands that kind of goes right across the middle of the site from left to right. There's uplands in the back of the site, and there's interspaced uplands on the front of the site. The reason for the lot configuration is to create the required road frontage that DLDOT wanted. What we propose to do is to use driveways that are shared to minimize the number of entrances on Double Bridges Road. And DLDOT has already approved that option. The improvements for drainage in terms of draining the lands adjacent to Ocean Farms would really require ditching existing wetlands that are back there. I think that as opposed to draining those wetlands through ditches, preserving them is really the best remedy for the stormwater issues in the back of the site. I think the original plan was for 101 EDUs for the property in the county's long-term planning. We only want these seven lots and the EDUs for them. If there's any questions.
Any questions?
Nope.
Thank you.
Anyone else wish to be heard concerning this proposed resolution? Yes, sir.
Name is Willard Pruitt. I'm a vice president of the Ocean Farms Homeowners Association and a concerned resident at 45 Neptune Drive, adjacent to the wetlands in the back. I just believe that there's a lot of unanswered questions here that should be investigated by you folks, if you would please. And then we could move forward with this. Mr. Ashman said, we did take the time to meet with him. He was very nice. They were very nice about that. And we did have some current concerned questions that I'd like to bring up to you today. And one of them is that I agree that there should be no more than the seven houses. Okay? The unopened, unanswered questions are, on the drawing here, it says that there is a two manholes that exist, one of which they want to take out of. And I'm not so sure that the second one exists. If I may go over here a minute. At Carl Lane here is the manhole. It shows here another manhole coming up in between Double Bridge Road and Carl Lane. I looked this morning in there. I don't see a manhole there. Maybe there is. And also, there's supposed to be some repairs done, which was not talked about,
to the first house where the piping is not right into that first house. Maybe somebody can elaborate on that today.
Mr. Ashman.
We've actually pulled the as-built drawings since we've met with you, and there is not a manhole in front of that house. There is a terminal terminal clean-out located out there. The way the plan is proposed now, they will remove that terminal clean-out. They will relay the pipe from the manhole at Coral and come out and set a new manhole in Double Bridges Road.
So you will improve on the current design?
Yes, we will relay that pipe
since
at the
current
proper
design
slope.
Has problems.
Yes, it is gotcha. Not laid okay. at the proper slope now.
It's
be
a
relayed.
Good time to make that
correct
correction. Okay, I got you.
Okay. Yes. At no cost to the homeowner.
Oh no.
Cost
no.
to the homeowner.
No, it'll be that financial burden will be borne by who? Us or the district or Mr. Ashman or this developer?
Mr. Hayes.
Mr. Hayes. Okay.
The other question I really have here is the method. As most of you, or maybe all of you, really know about our road conditions in Ocean Farms that we were left with upon taking over from the developer to the Homeowners Association. This will be the second time that our entrance has been torn up, taken out. Here on the drawing, they mention a saw cut. Here, existing 8-inch.
2-inch.
They mentioned a saw cut method of paving using an open cut. I'm not quite sure I know what that means. If somebody could elaborate on that versus a complete entrance overlay.
Yeah, the open cut refers to the method of installing the pipeline. In other words, they will open up a trench, install the pipeline, bring it back up to the surface, but county requirements would be that the entire surface would be overlaid.
From the first manhole all the way.
Right. Down. That's correct.
Okay. Mike, Mike's there. He mentioned you'll be messing up their entrance again. How long was this project again?
You have to understand, we're kind of getting a little far afield of the purpose of this hearing.
Right.
This hearing is just to discuss the extension of the district boundary. A lot of these questions would come up during the land use process, but I think in talking to Lawrence, I guess there won't actually be a public hearing for this because of the nature of the proposed development. So it just gives these fellows an opportunity to voice
for a peace of mind. That's part of their concerns of that community. With the peace of mind is you control, basically the county does, when you allow the contract to be done.
That's
time
correct.
Of year, in other words, they're not going to be out there July 4th tearing up their entrance. And you do have two entrances, correct?
Yes, we do.
Okay. So is there an estimate, what you think a project like this would involve, Mike, maybe? Is it 30 days or is it 60 days?
I think 30 days is reasonable.
30 days in and out is probably reasonable. And the private sector guys would be doing it. We would just be overlooking.
We would be doing the inspection, but... Okay. I believe we could coordinate things to have the least impact on the community.
Because we are hearing that today from their comments. Okay.
And since there will be no other hearing that I gather, being a concerned homeowner and the vice president, mainly the concerned homeowner at this point, from this point on, I happen to live at Lot 11, which is the turning point.
Of all waters coming from the west going east, and I don't know whether you're all familiar with that area, all the water from the west coming east goes eastward into Little Bay Tax Ditch.
I guess really what I'm asking you here is to take a real, real good look at all the things that I just proposed and the stormwater management. If other areas, other conservation district and or Deneric, and maybe the Corps of Engineers, because this ultimately works its way to Little Bay Tax Ditch, okay? I'd like to give you, for the record, some pictures.
And this is my backyard, okay?
Giving directions on the back where the water goes under normal circumstances. If you put seven houses there, and push the water back, I want to make sure.
Where is your house in there? Which one is your house again? You're at the end, that end? Okay.
Sam.
Water traveling west to east, going, heading across 33, 32 into Little Bay Tax Ditch. There's a spillway back there. I'd like council to take a good look at that, make sure.
Well,
we're going to be okay.
We won't do that. Sussex Conservation District will tell us if it's okay.
That would be.
With large single-family home lots like this, typically they won't have the runoff that you would if you had a townhouse project with big parking lots that are collecting a lot of water. And then they also still own that land. There is probably many opportunities for them to capture their water in some kind of stormwater retention facility away from you guys. So.
Mr. Wilson is our representative on that board. He's taking a look at your pictures, and I'm sure he'll look into it.
Great. Really appreciate it.
You might catch him out there hunting because this looks like a pretty good spot.
There was 10 deer in my backyard not long ago.
You shouldn't have told him that.
I got too many homes. I have to go down there.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Looks like I can go fishing, though. Or call Dad.
Is there anyone else here who would like to be heard?
Sam, that's those mosquitoes there you were talking about.
I can go call Dad.
Again, is there anyone else here from the public who would like to be heard concerning this? Mr. Ashman, is there any comments that you would like to make about whether scaling this back to 7 properties versus the whole acreage would cause the resolution to have to be redrawn?
We would need to revise the resolution, just the body of the resolution. You could read the title and we could amend it to fit just the 7 lots if that's what you choose.
How does that affect, what is your timing for this project?
I can come back next week if I need to. But I think you can tell me if I'm wrong, but I think they can address the resolution as to the revisions and we can do those.
You can always make them smaller, we can't make them bigger?
We can't go up.
You're suggesting today that the resolution could be amended to change the property description
to
just the 7 parcels?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Are those 7 parcels, do they now exist as individual tax map parcels?
They do not, but we can request from them the legal description.
We'd have to have a new meets and bounds legal description.
Correct.
Yeah.
We can do today, or do we have to wait?
Well, since he's got time to come back and it does require the preparation of a new legal description, I would recommend that be done and this one be removed and the new legal description be put on before you do it.
I'll make that motion.
It's hard to create a legal description.
I understand.
Sit here.
Yes. Is there a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second.
To revise it. 7 lot subdivision.
By council. Is there any further discussion? Mr. Cole, would you articulate the motion one more time, please?
Well, I'll make a motion that we defer on the resolution to extend the boundaries of the South Bethany Sanitary Sewer District to encompass a parcel of land consisting of 7 lots in the South Bethany Sanitary Sewer District.
And we have a second by Ms. Deaver. Is there any further discussion? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, Mr. Ms. Webb.
Thank you. Just a few grants today. The first one being the